Welcome to Positive Parenting with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better person and a better parent to your kids, and also help you to improve your relationship with them. It's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because young children will grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents, stand a better chance of developing happy and content relationships with others in their life. So if you know someone who can benefit with this message, please share it with them. Today, I'm going to be talking about six most important things new parents should know. So if you know anyone, or if you're a new mom, this is for you. I've dedicated this month of June for new moms, and I'm going to be talking about babies this month of June. So stay tuned. I'll start by congratulating all the new moms and dads because it's a blessing and a joyful thing to have a baby. Becoming a mom for the first time is one of those blessed events that forever change you. But just because it is bound to be one of the greatest moments in your life doesn't mean it's going to be the easiest. I remember coming home with my daughter and a newborn, my granddaughter, from the hospital. For the first time, although I wasn't the new mom, it felt like I was because baby has a way with you anyway. The first 6 weeks with a newborn are a series of ups and downs for any parent. Major ups and major downs. It's intense. Then it's over. Honestly, I could offer 100 different things I think a new mom should know. But each experience is so different and each child is so unique that even a list that long wouldn't cover it all. With that in mind, I'm going to share the six most important things a new mom should know. If you're a new mom or an expecting mom, this is for you. Remember that every baby is different. Please also remember this. The following advice is just to give you an insight of what you need to know. You need to know that no one knows your baby like you. You're the expert of your baby. So be aware of that. Don't beat yourself up if your child is not doing the same thing as other babies his age are doing. We all know that children are different. So cut yourself some slack, okay? And trust your instinct and your gut feelings, and give your baby a chance. Okay, so number one, I need you to remember this. Things may not go as planned. Maybe you spend all the time preparing, but as soon as your baby arrives, everything goes right out of the window, especially if you like to have a control over everything. And like I do, you may be in the shock because your new baby has her own idea of how her life will be like. That being said, if feeling prepared helps you to calm your nerves, keep doing what you're doing. But if things don't plan out the way you thought after you've had your precious baby, they usually don't. So go easy on yourself, okay? Please remember and always remind yourself that just because things aren't going according to plan doesn't mean you're not doing a good job. Okay, moms? All right. Number two, bonding with the baby. Bonding with your baby may take time. Yes. We all heard the stories about the moment a child is born and that there is this heavenly thingy that watches over the new baby. But that's not always the case. If you find it difficult to bond with your baby straight away, don't worry. There is nothing wrong with you. It's okay. Sometimes it may take time before you bond with your baby. Because sometimes, remember, it's a relationship between you and your baby. You get to know each other first. When you know each other, you will bond. And some mom bond straight away. Some, it takes time. So just bear that in mind. Number 3, ask for help and accept it if someone offers it help. This is not the time to be shy. If a friend or a sister asks you if they can bring dinner for you, say yes. If your mother or your mother-in-law wants to come and visit you after the baby is home, please say yes. You need all the help you can get. Don't try to be a superwoman. Everybody needs help. If you don't have anyone around, get a cleaner to come around and help you around the house. Number 4, your relationship will be tested with your partner. The journey from being a couple to becoming a family can be as tricky as it's rewarding. How do you keep a relationship strong when your new baby makes a demand on your emotion, time, and energy? So I asked some experienced moms and dads how they did it. One of the moms I spoke to said, every day, no matter how tired you are, spend time with your partner and talk about your day, your feelings and your worry. Even if it's just 5 minutes at dinner time, it's better than nothing at all. Sometimes we need a break. Take turns in looking after the baby, especially at night. Okay, and you guys need to be a united front in front of your children. So start talking about rules now and what your partner's take on parenting is. You and your partner need to be a team and you need to be on the same page all the time. Number 5. Yeah, this one is a big one. Your weight struggles. Don't expect your tummy to go back to normal because remember, you were pregnant for 9 months, so it takes time. So after your baby is born, do not expect it to snap right back into your pre-pregnancy clothes. You won't be able to wear your mini skirt straight away. But to be honest, the great weight struggle is just one of many new things new mom are going to experience. After you deliver, whether natural or via C-section, you're going to need time to recover. It's Mother Nature. So don't worry about it. Just when you need rest and sleep the most, your baby will pretty much prevent you from getting either of that. So for the first few weeks, your hormones will do a complete nosedive. Just accept that. Accept now that you will be spending hours crying, sobbing without reason, and be forced to wear the biggest part. But remember this, it's all temporary, okay? It's not permanent. You will get back to being your old self soon enough. Number 6, stop comparing yourself, your husband, and your baby. Everybody's journey is different. Don't expect your journey to be identical to anyone else. If your little baby isn't crawling the exact way that your friend's baby did, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with your baby and there's nothing wrong with your parenting. Don't worry, your baby will crawl when they are ready. So I'm going to give you a bonus point here. So this one is a big one. If you really want to have a good night's sleep, it's important to set up a routine immediately you bring your baby home from hospital. So if you're not sure how to set up a routine, you can check my previous post on routine. My final thought, guys, don't feel guilty at all or pressure into anything that isn't working for your family. Above all, the only thing I can tell a new parent with absolute certainty is that these two shall pass. In the beginning, everything is a phase or a stage. And those things that keep you up at night now will become second nature in time, or they will no longer be an issue. You'll be used to it. Please note, all new mama out there, well done. You're doing great. Your baby is lucky to have you as their mom, okay? Relax more. Remember to ask for help when you need it. Okay. If you are a parent and you have an advice for new mom, please leave a comment below or come to our Facebook group and join our Facebook group. Actually, come, maybe when you, because I have, I told you I have plans and I have freebies for new mom this month, because this month our team is newborn. So I've got some freebies, some journal, baby book, your daily routine with your baby, what you need, how to take care of your baby daily, everything. I have the ebook on that and I'm going to give it out for free this month only. If you want to buy it next time, you have to go to Amazon and check for it. My baby book, record book, okay, by Olufunke Akinyi. And if you want to join our Facebook group, because we have so many parenting tips. Like I always tell you that, guys, I've been a mom for 31 years. My first daughter is 31, so I'm a grandma as well. I've had the experience of not knowing what to do, and now I, by God's grace, I know what I'm doing now. Since I moved to England, I've learned a lot about positive parenting, and I will talk about my story later on. I just want you to know that you can do this. Children are easy, and relationship with children might be a bit tricky, but at the end of the day, what happened at home is that when we give our children the opportunity and the chances to speak, to talk, we'll hear a lot from them. They want to please you all the time. That's the thing. They don't want to misbehave. When you listen to them, you will know they don't really want to misbehave. And positive role modeling is the best way to get your children to behave well, because if you want your children to be a nice person, you know you need to be a nice person too. So this is a story for another day. So my goal is just to inspire new mom to capture those precious moments. So head over to our Facebook group, Positive Parenting with Olu, and get all those resources. They're free for this month only. You can use this book to record the little things about your baby's first year, and one day you can look back and cherish this incredible journey of your blessings. Okay, so next week we are going to be talking more on what your baby really needs, and we're going to be talking about breastfeeding. Yeah, stay close, stay tuned, and thanks for listening. This is Olu. Bye for now.